Welcome to the episode number 4 of Cherry Mary Muffin Podcast. Today we are August 28th and welcome. Okay, last time I told you about Cherry Mary Muffin, and today I'm going to tell you all about Chocolaty. Okay, you will also have the review of the first tape of the German Cherry Mary Muffin stories, and you will know all about the Cherry Mary Muffin commercial that I finally found. Well, okay, let's go for Chocolaty. Okay, here's a little bit of background story for her. She likes to eat a lot. She is very greedy. And she has a wonderful taste for decoration. Everybody asked her about advice for decoration and taste and everything. But she's very fearful. She really prefers staying at home than run for adventure. Okay, now about the doll. Okay, today I'm told you about Chocolaty because, like Cherry Mary Muffin, she has been doll in two different series, like first year and second year. Okay, so now for the first year, she has brown hair, brown eyes, and dark pink shoes. She has a brown dress with a little pink flowers. The bodice is a light pink. And she has an apron, pink and white, with little squares. And the muffin bottom is white in the base, and the muffin is dark brown. Okay, with her she has a white comb, and those round muffins, they are dark brown. And that's the only one in the first year that is dark brown and not light brown. And she also has with her friend, his name Chocolate Drop, and it's a cookie cutter. It has a pink food and a green bow. And the food is heart shape, and it's supposed to cut cookies with it. Okay, so this is for the first year. Like always, I have several different boxes for the first year doll. And what is amazing is that I found a picture of a box from Greece. It's a Greek box, and you can see something different than the other boxes. It's a piece of cardboard. Inside it is written what she smells or some things like that inside the box. And this piece of cardboard is different in the Greek box. And it's a muffin shaped, and it's written in Greek. And I think there's also other languages on the box, but I'm not sure because this picture is not very clear. But that's interesting. I think I only have a picture of this Greek box for Chocolaty and April Amy, I think. Well, now let's go to the second year doll. Okay, from 1989. Well, she has two pigtails and a brown dress. Actually, the dress is the same fabric from the first year, but she has a different style. She has like a collarette, I don't know, which is light pink and with the lace and iridescent fabric around. And the bottom of the dress is also the same, with an additional light pink fabric at the end. And she also has like a big green bow in the middle of the dress. She doesn't have an apron. Okay, what is funny is this is supposed to be the same person than Chocolaty in the first year. She still has brown hair, but she has now green eyes. That's funny, I think. Well, maybe she got some green contact lenses, I don't know. And that's funny, I think. And she still has the same shoes. Okay, the muffin is the same, white in the bottom and dark brown in the top. Okay, I mean the muffin bottom. And her comb is light pink, And there's also the muffin with her. What's that's funny is that I have found two different colors. In some boxes you will find a light brown flat muffin in a light pink tray, and in other you will find a dark brown muffin in a light pink tray. And okay, that's the same doll but different color of muffin, and it's quite different. I don't think it's just some light differences between one or two. No, this is really different, and you can see in both of these different dolls you have the color of the ribbon is different too. Sometimes the ribbon is grass green and sometimes it's more light green. And she also have a hat, which I think is the same in both versions. It's like a big cake, dark brown in the bottom, and with a white trim on the top and some chocolate chips over it. Okay, and she also have a recipe card, which I don't have it right now, so I can't read it for you, but I will in some next podcast. If I forgot, just remind me, please. Okay, so I told you about these two color versions, but I'm not sure if it's some from Europe and the other one from US. I really don't know, so if you have some knowledge about it, please let me know, because that interests me. Okay, now let's go to the miniature dolls of Chocolaty. Okay, there's three different dolls for Chocolaty. In 1988, there's only one. She's holding her friend, and she lives in an ice cream soda house. In second year, there's one version of her with rollers, and she lives in a layer cake. And the second version is her holding a pink basket with a white bunny in it. And this version lives in a milk carton house. Okay, that is for Chocolaty. I hope you learned everything you wanted about her. And now I will go to the audio tape. Okay, so now you will know all about the German tapes, and I will first tell you a little bit about them all, and then I will go down to the first one more further. Okay, so first of all, I have to tell you that it's German tapes, unfortunately. I don't think other language did so. What is funny about German Muffin is that there's some special things that were released only in some countries and not in the others. So, like, there's a lot of merchandise from USA, but also from Italy. And the Italian did also some interesting sticker book, and the German, they did those tapes. What I like a lot, they're really nice, because I think these are the kind of only story you can find about German Muffin, and they are very nice, but if you don't understand German, that's very sad. So that's why I'm going to tell you a little bit about them, so that you know what it's all about. Okay, just something first. These tapes were released in 1990 and 1991. There's 6 tapes in total. And what is funny is that on the cover of these tapes, you will only see the doll from first year, like German Muffin, April Amy, Betty Berry, Chocolaty, and Benancy. But if you look at the cover, sometimes German Muffin has the same hairstyle and in second year, and one girl has purple dress. I don't know if she's supposed to be Betty Berry or really, I don't know. That's funny. They didn't stick to the original appearance of them. Okay, and what is very, very, very interesting is that we know all about Sauerkuckuck. Okay, so you don't know who Sauerkuckuck is? Sauerkuckuck is some friend of the girls, and he also lives in Merrymuffin Land. He's about the same age as Jeremy Muffin, and he's very funny. He's awkward, he does everything wrong, but is he's very nice with them. He wants to help the girls a lot, but something about him, he always refuses to wash himself, and the girls are always telling him to wash, and they offered him cherry soap, but he never wants to wash himself. Okay, and one of his habits is he always enters the girl's door saying "Kuckuck," and the "Kuckuck" means "Hi, hello" in German, and that's why it's called Sauerkuckuck, I think. But well, so there's a character that has never been made in doll, and so that's why it's quite unknown. But what is funny is in the German tapes, the Sauerkuckuck, and I've seen in some of the coloring books some other guy who is named Sourdough in English, and this Sauer and Sauer in German is the same word, but okay, the second part of the name is not the same, and this guy I told you from the coloring book is older than the girls, and it's like a madman. It's not very nice with them. I don't know what was exactly, but he wants to steal something from there. But I think this is quite the same person, but seen differently from one country to another. And there's also, I think, the same guy in Italy, and his name is Panearmo. I'm not sure how to pronounce it because I don't speak Italian. And this one is also older and is also a bad guy, but he is also awkward. So I think he's jealous of Jeremy Muffin. And well, if you look deeper, you can see that these three characters have some things in common, and yeah, that's really strange because they have different names. It's not quite the same character, but if you have some information, ideas about this, that would be nice to discuss it. Okay, so that was the interesting thing in the audio tape. So now I think in 6 of the tapes you will have to deal with Sauerkuckuck. Okay, so now let's go to the review of the first German tape. Okay, the original title is Die Wundervogelfedern, which means the Wonder Bird's Feathers. And okay, here's the story. This is the first tape, so you will learn a little bit about Jeremy Muffin, April Amy, Betty Berry, Chocolori, and Benancy. And you will also learn about the helpers that help them. Okay, and now here's the story. They were cooking in their kitchen, and suddenly someone enters. A nice kid, about the same age, very good looking, and seems very nice. And he was holding feathers. And he said, "Hi, I'm from Merrymuffin Land, and I like to trade some things. I have those feathers, and you can make a wish with them. But I'd like to trade them against your helper." And three of the girls, yeah, I think April Amy, Benancy, and Betty Berry did this. They trade their helper against their feather, because they wanted to make a wish. But Jeremy Muffin and Chocolati didn't want to. Okay, and they learned that it was Sauerkuckuck, actually. And he used it one feather to change his appearance, so he looks like the nice kid, in order to steal the helpers from the girls, because he's gone mad with their mushrooms, and he wanted to bake for himself too. And so there's a lot of troubles, but finally the girl managed to get their helpers back and to turn Zawakukuk back in his normal self. Well, in the end, everybody is happy. Well, in the meantime, I think it's Betty Barish has been turned into a turtle. And that's very funny. She's this wah, wah. And, well, I think that's funny. Well, actually, I'm not sure if it's a turtle or a frog. I have to check. Okay. I think that's quite everything. Unfortunately, on my website, you will only see the translation of the story that's written on the box of the tape, and it's like an introduction. They don't want to spoil the story for you, so you don't really see something interesting, but maybe I will sometime put the actual story written in it. And if you want to listen this tape for yourself, you can download it from my website. Now it's in two parts. Well, it's about 7 meg each, so it's quickly downloaded, but it's not a really nice quality. I think I would change and put some better quality sometime. Okay, and the complete story is about 30 minutes. It's been released in 1990, and you can also print the cover and the inside cover from my website if you're interested in having the tape for yourself. So maybe, in some next episode, I will read you the reviews for the other tapes. For now, I only need one, which is the Adventure on Ice Cream Island, but I will have it very soon because it's been shipped to me. Okay, so that's now for the tapes. And now, the moment you'll be waiting for, I hope so, because I was waiting for this, is the moment to release the information about the TV commercial. I finally found it, so I'm so happy. I was so excited when I got it. It took me a long time to find the commercial in the tape because it was a 2-hour tape that I bought on eBay. And yeah, I did find it, and I'm so excited because, it's funny. I told a girl from France that I remembered that the commercial was like a cartoon, and she told me, no, they were the real dolls and the real girls showing, and actually it's both, so that's funny. Okay, actually I found one of the American commercial. And I'm not sure if it's the same in France. I don't remember, but I will have to find this also. Well, I told you it's one of these because I think it must have been several ones. Like one for the dolls, one for the special play sets. Not one for everything, but I mean, there must have been several ones. Okay, so the one I found is from the first year. First, it shows some view of a Cheramer Muffin house from outside, from my muffin land. It's funny because it's like the logo of my website, if you see it. Just a little cottage house, like a cupcake in a very nice land. And what it's funny is it's drawn differently. I mean, it's not the same people who drew it. And it's reverse. Like, what was on the left is on the right and so on. Okay, but that's the same view of Mare Muffinland, and that's funny because the logo of my website is some picture I took from a Swiss and German catalog, and I haven't seen anything like this before, and I just thought it was a very nice picture, and that's funny to see it in the commercial. Okay, so this is the first view. And the second view, as I told you, is a cartoon of Cheramer Muffin inside her kitchen. And I think there's the muffin mix table and the oven, time on back oven. And she is taking muffins from the oven and smell it. And during this part, it's the song. I won't sing for you for your sake, but you will listen this later as I will play the sound of it. Okay, and this is the recording part, and after that you will see two girls and the dolls and a mother. Okay, and so you will see Jeremy Muffin, and she's seated at the muffin mix table, and you also see Betty Berry and Chocolatey, and that's it. Ben Nancy and Abel Amy are not in this commercial, and they are not mentioned also. And okay, you will listen to this. After that you see somebody is combing Jeremy Muffin's hair, and after that you see the end of the commercial saying Jeremy Muffin 100 friends sold by Mattel, blah blah blah. And on this part you only see Jeremy Muffin, her, I think, muffins and comb and the helper, I'm not sure, and the Mattel logo, and that's it. Well, it's quite short, but I was so amazed to see it. And now the problem is that it's on a VHS tape, and unfortunately I don't have the correct thing in my PC to download it directly, and so I will have to find someone in my friends or family that is able to do so, to put it on the computer. And so that's why you won't be able to see it soon, unfortunately. But I have it, and so if you have questions, I can answer them. And of course, if you want to help me to digitalize it, it will be very nice. Okay, but I managed to record the sound, so you will be able to hear it. And well, so at least it's this, you will hear it, that's already really nice. And I will manage to put it in download as soon as I can in my website. Okay, I know I haven't changed my website at all since the beginning of the podcast, but I will. Now I have more information about the commercial, I will write it in my website. And also I had some girl told me about the song in the Netherlands, and I will also put this Dutch song. Very nice to have this resource. Okay, and so now you will listen to it. Enjoy!
Meet Cherry Mary Muffin. She cooks sweet muffins lovely too. Cherry Mary Muffin.
She baked cherry muffins for her party.
They grow like cherries.
So does Cherry Mary Muffin.
Sit down, Betty Berry.
You too, Chocolatey.
A party with muffins.
Cherry Mary Muffin. She cooks sweet and looks sweet. And smells sweet too.
Cherry Mary Muffin Doll, her sweet smelling friends, and her kitchen fun playsets, each sold separately. New from Mattel.
Okay, sorry for the bad sound quality, but it was all I could do. Just popping my mic in front of the TV to record the sound. Okay, but I will do my best for the video version, will be better. I hope so. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed it. I really did. And of course, if you know somebody, or if you have this commercial or another Jeremy Muffin commercial in a tape, or best on a DVD or on your computer, I would be so pleased to see it. Well, even if you have the same one and even in a tape, I would be very glad to see it, because this is not the best video quality also, not only sound, but it's okay, it's still a very good resource. Okay, so if you have anything that might interest me and my listeners, I would be so glad to see it. Okay, then I think that's it for the TV commercial, and I think that's it for this episode. And again, I'm sorry I took so long to put together this episode, but I'm very busy. And I have to tell you that I received my first comment on the blog yesterday, and I'm so happy, because it's the first feedback I have about this podcast, and I'm very happy to know that at least someone is listening to it. And so please do write me something, just something, tell me that you listen to it. I would be very happy to have it. Okay, and I'm not sure yet of what I will let you have next episode, but surely you will have a doll review. I don't know which one yet. And you will have the second review of the German audio tape. And I don't know what else yet. Maybe something, maybe... I don't know. Okay, and if you remember, if you have any idea of something I could cover in the next episode, just tell me. And so now it's a good segue to tell you about the way to contact me. You can write me an email at podcast@mermefinland.net, and you can visit the website at www.mermefinland.net, and you can add forum at the end if you want to leave some comments in the forum. And there's also the blog. It's mermefinland.blogspot.com. Well, I think that's it. That's pretty much already. Okay, so thank you for listening. Well, in the end, I will have to apologize for the bad quality of this recording, because I forgot my microphone at home, so I had to borrow someone else's one, and yeah, that's why it's not as good as usually, but next time it will be okay again. I'm sorry. Then thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy it, and see you soon. Bye-bye. Oh, Cherry Mary Muffin.